Sunday Shir Samach Zion.
Omar Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Hun. Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Interesting. Why does Gemara Bichlal came in and Daftes and Baba Kama? One of the Shaykhs, the Sugi and Baba Kama. So I saw in the Sefer HaYoshua L'Rabbeinu Tam, the Memri before, Rav Huna Omar Kesef Omeitav, it's Omar Rav Zvid, Omar Rav Zeire, Omar Rav Huna Kesef Omeitav. The Memri before is Rav Zeire, Omar Rav Huna Kesef Omeitav. So, Derech HaShas, another Memri, Omar Rav Zeire, Omar Rav Huna. So this Gemara is a hemshech from the Gemara before. Before it's a Gemara, Omar Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Huna, Kesef Omeita. Here it's all, what? Huh? I said, Sefer HaYoshua Rabbeinu Tam brings down the Girsa. The Gemara before is Omar Rav Zeir. This is the way he brings down the Gemara. Omar Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Huna. And as there also is a Sefer, Dikdukei Soifri. The Sefer Dikduki Soifrin has all the Girsoes. There is also written down Omar Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Huna, Kesef Omeitav. This Memre is another Memre from Omar Rav Zeir, Kesef Omeitav. Now it's another Memre, Omar Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Huna, Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Stop. If it's Emes, as given as a Girse, not Emes, it's for sure given as a Girse. Because on them the Gemara here doesn't make sense. So Rav Zeir is from the Amroim Basroi. He's from the last Amroim. So Rav Nu Teres of Teisus Kashi, how Rabbi Nuchanan passes like Rav Huna and doesn't pass like a Pope, but Rav Huna and Yeshua, Teisus Kashi, they're the Basroim, Rav Huna is the Kamoi. Memele, those are the Pele. And Rabbi Nutam himself is the one that passes is like Rav Huna. The Teres says, Lefi Rabbi Nutam, this Gemara is not Rav Huna, the Gemara is Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Huna. V'arav Zeir is Amoir Basroi. So mele, we pass like the Basroi, we don't pass like the Kamoi. So apparently, you know, even the new Gemoras, they didn't remember the Mitzayin, as a Zay Girs. On the same track. What?
Taisus didn't know this.
I said, when we have a chiddush, we don't have a kasha. Why no one was mechadush? Like, Gush Baruch leaves everyone to say his chiddush. It's Mishkin kasha. Aber Mikol Makoyim, I'm saying the pshat the Gemara, I think, is mamash lichtig. On them, this Gemara doesn't make sense. Why this Gemara is here? So I'll call.
I'm handling percentages right before this.
Of Asik Sofi Marem Kikarka.
Yeah, quarter.
Not Ravuna, it's Rav Asik.
No, before that,
Ravuna. Ravuna gave me something else.
That's Vechenom
Ravuna. Rav Asik like Ravuna. No. Yeah. No, Shachos. Percentage is Rav Asik, not Ravuna.
It fits in Bubal.
It doesn't fit. Why it fits?
Because that Gemara
fits. That's Rav Asik, not Ravuna. What fits in? Doesn't fit in. Some want to say under a nusach that the maskonas ha-gemore. Maskonas ha-gemore that Rav Zeir Omar Rav Huna is coming for Hidur Mitzvah. Maskona is, it's coming for Hidur Mitzvah. It's coming for Hidur Mitzvah. This is the Maskanas Gemara. We'll learn it in a second. It's a Shver Gemara, two Chidushim Gemara. How much money you have to spend for doing a Mitzvah? It's a Matne Gemara. And then, how much you have to spend for Hidur Mitzvah? Maskanas Gemara, Rav Zeira is talking about spending for Hidur Mitzvah. But this is Maskanas Gemara. We're talking about spending for Hidur Mitzvah. So, some want to say, I don't know if it's a real answer, but want to say that the sugi before Rav Huna said, Meitav, what is the good tashlumim? Kesef for Meitav. Especially we said that he said that Meitav is good. Now, as another memre, Amar Rav Zid, Amar Rav Huna, we make a mitzvah good. Maybe Tesis learned like that. Maybe Tesis that didn't have this girl say, what answer like that? But I'm saying, on them, I think it's a horrible pshat. Amar Rav Zid. Omar Avuna be mitzvah ad shlish. My shlish. He leim a shlish beisoy. Elo mehato ki yisrami le tlosem mitzvah leisev le kule beisoy. The person who have three mitzvahs, he will have to give kule beisoy. So in Prash a shlish beisoy. Shechayev odom lebazbez be mitzvah slulov. Oy tzitzis. O sefoteire shlish ma shiesh le. The Welt says, Rashi says, Shechayev Odom lebazbez b'mitzvah slulov, oy tzitzis o sefoteire. Rashi chooses from all the mitzvahs, three mitzvahs. Lulev, tzitzis, sefoteire. And the next Rashi, if he do mitzvah, Rashi will be also busy with these three. Gradi, he will add the word talis. We'll say, sefoteire noe. He switches the order, interesting why. Then he goes, Lulav noe, talis noe, tzitzis noe. Interesting. Shino yaseider, but we have time. Als is bedavke. But mikol mokoyim, Rashi chooses three mitzvahs to be busy with. Two, five. So I don't want to pshat, but derech hapshat. Maybe if we have later time. But derech hapshat, the Gemara says, Elo me'ato yisramu li tlose mitzvahs, he will give all the base. So the sugi is talking about three mitzvahs. The Gemara asks the kasha, if you give shlish, if you have three mitzvahs, you'll be left without mitzvahs. So Rashi says three mitzvahs. I'll give an example of three mitzvahs. The sugi is busy with three mitzvahs. So the reason Rashi mentions three mitzvahs is because the sugi is busy with three mitzvahs. So it could be Rashi chose to speak about three mitzvahs. Yeah, why these mitzvahs? I say again, why Rashi bring three mesholim? Tzitzis, tefillin, tzitzis, sefateire, Lulav. So I'm saying, in the Gemara later we'll see like a Hidur Mitzvah, also Rashi mentions them. But there the order is Grad Fakert. So for Teire Noe, Lulav Noe, and Talis Noe. And here Rashi mentions the three. Kenzai. Zog Teisvis. Mashma Shein Tzorich Lebazbez Kol Menoi Noi Liknois Esroig Afilo Lo Yimtso Bepochis. Rabbi Mitzvah Iveres. ואפילו שליש בייסי משמע דלוי מחויב. ואמרי לנמי המבזבז על יבזבז יסר מחוימש. ובסוג ככל של ריבוס על רב גמליאל שקונו עשריק באלף זיז. So Tesis says, משמע שאין צורך לבזבז כל מומוי נהליק מייס עשריק, אפילו לא ימצא בפוחס. So you start to learn the Tesis. Why it's משמע? Why it's not מפורש? Why it's not מפורש? Why it's mashma? Again, mashma shein tzorich lebazbez kol momoinoi. Where it's mashma shein tzorich lebazbez kol momoinoi? It's mefush in the Gemara. The Gemara said, if he has to give a third, so 3 minutes he will finish. So he says, well, mashma, even a third he doesn't have to. Why it's mashma? Why it's not Gemara mefureshes? More precious. What? It's even less. So basically, it's less than this is a kavachayna. The Gemara says if a person will have to spend all of his 3 mitzvahs to finish his house, he's not mechuy. Mashma zuk basis. A person cannot buy a esrei, and he doesn't have to spend all of his money. Mashma, not mefurish in the Gemara, not mefurish in the Gemara.
Talking about
Hidur
Mitzvah, not
this, no other. Hidur Mitzvah is the next Gemara. So, l'cheure, I'm saying, b'pshat ha-gemore, why Tesis calls it mashma? Why it's mashma? L'cheure, it's often a gemore. Wait, it's often a gemore. Why it's mashma? So the Achronim already say two Tirutzim. One mitzvah says Tesis is talking about the mitzvah Iveres. Rashi also was maimi and one mitzvah lulev was mitzvah Iveres. That was the two of Rashi attacking that mitzvah Iveres. Rashi not tzitzis. Don't put on tzitzis. Nothing will happen. Don't buy a sefer Torah. Nothing will happen. You could have said that the Gemara meant you're not mechuyev. The Gemara taught on every mitzvah you have to do two. So the person three mitzvahs comes up, you will have to spend all of his money. Of a luyat tzuyah, it's a mitzvah iveres. He's mechuyev. He can't wait. He has a mitzvah iveres, and we'll see later. Some achronim the Be'eder brings down some poskim that hold that a mitzvah iveres, you mechuyev lemaise. You mechuyev lemaise to give out all of your money. Hashem told you to take an esrik today. What is stopping you? You want to buy a car instead of buying an esrik. Is it said that you'll be allowed to do it? We'll see in a second. All the rabbis and all the rishonim will ask why. If a person has money and he could do a mitzvah, why is not mechuyev to do the mitzvah? It's a shver gemore. So it would be a tzad. We speak a mitzvah she'ein no iveres. I know a mitzvah. A mitzvah kiyumis. Like tzitzis. Don't put on tzitzis. Cut the corner. But when you have a mitzvah iveres, this presentation is mashal it's all about going to lick me his esrog. Afilo lo yimtza bepochis. Afilo lo yimtza bepochis. Or, in a second, like you said, David, that you could have learned the Gemara taught that a person has to buy a mitzvah for a third of his money. How much? He has to buy an esrog? $50,000 an esrog. Buy the nicest of a tailor, buy the nicest one. A third. So the Gemara said, tzitzis, you buy the nicest tzitzis. So the Gemara said, if a person will spend like that for three mitzvahs, of a luya tzuya he's stuck, a money has to buy. Ilei mish, ilei, my shlish, ilei, be mitzvah, ad shlish, what's the mish ad shlish? Be mitzvah he has to spend till a third of his money to shtel the mitzvah. So the Gemara, yale ala das, after three mitzvahs, he'll be left with gomish. A person is stuck and is a tzad that he will not be mekayim the mitzvah, maybe he's mechuyev. So again, two ways. Either the Gemara didn't think that it's a mitzvah iveres. It's not mucha that it's a mitzvah. The Gemara was not mucha that it's a mitzvah iveres in the Gemara. The mitzvah Gemara is talking about stam mitzvahs. But a mitzvah iveres, maybe you're mechuyev. Second of all, is a tzad to learn pshat that the Gemara means on a Hebrew mitzvah. You have to spend so much money on three mitzvahs. But of them, the Gemara name. You're not mechuyev to do that. But lo yitzuyah is a mitzvah iveres. Mikol makoyim, Tesfah says that even in a mitzvah iveres, you're not mechuyev to spend all of your money, and even a third not. Even a third not. Where is mashma that even a third not? Because if you be mechuyev to spend a third, the Gemara could have answered the mitzvah ad shlish for the first mitzvah spend a third. Why the Gemara didn't answer for the first mitzvah you spend a third? Vice tois, you're not mechuyev. Before we start to go in, it's talking about maybe we'll come out with something klar. Shalti rabbi v'loy also biyodi. I will start first to say the radvo. The Ravid brings down the kasha. Frank the Ravid, why take a person is not mechuyev to spend? Hashem said, "Ulekachtem lachem b'yoyim morishay pri etzogot." And you have $100. Why not to buy the esrog? What lets you not to buy the esrog? Zog the Ravid. It's not the way he asks the kasha. We'll see later. The Be'alocha will help to understand his words. But the Ravid says like this. וכי יש דומים למצווס? איך הוא יכול לומר לא יקנה לולב ועשרק מי שם להם דמים? מצווה אחס חשובה ככל ממיינוי. Hassan, he's not asking a kasha. I would ask the kasha. I don't understand you. Hashem said to do something, and you have $100. Why not to buy it? He says it's worth it. It's worth $100. The mitzvah is worth all of your money. It's kedai to buy. What is this kind of lashon that he's asking? It's kedai to buy. V'yishleima ad kedei shelo yavu lidei anius v'yitztarech labrias. כמו שאומרו המבזבז על יבזבז יויסו מחוימש שמו יאוני ויפול עצמי על הציבור. We have to know the din of המבזבז על יבזבז יויסו מחוימש and our Gemara was said on tzedakah. You're not allowed to give more from a fifth because you will become a oni. Now I want to explain. Tesis brings down that Gemara also. ואמרינן המבזבז על יבזבז יויסו מחוימש. וחור את האופן הגמורה. The Chofetz Chaim asked a better kasha. Why our Gemara didn't ask a kasha? Shtei the mebazes al yebazes yaisam mechoymesh. You're not allowed to spend yaisam mechoymesh. As if I the Chofetz Chaim. But the Teretz is, in Tzedakah, for sure you're not allowed to spend more from Chaymesh. The whole purpose of Tzedakah is to make people not to be poor. You give Chaymesh and you'll be poor, so it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. אבל זוג דרעבד, כדי שלא יובל ידי עניס ויצטרך לבריאס. אומרו, עשה שבס חוכל ואל תצטורך לבריאס. והעניוס כמיסו חשוב. So in the רעבד is משמע, זה תקונה דרבונן. זה תקונה דרבונן. We don't want people to be poor. The רשבו adds a couple words. He brings down the רעבד. הרייבה שלו יובל והניוס והניוס כמיסו ולא כמיסו ממש אומר הרב שהרי לא יאמרו כן אלו במצווס עשה בשבע אל תעשה אבל במצווס לא יססה אפילו כל ממון he had a tzad that the rived man that only is חושב כמס צריך שש פיקוח נפש without money is פיקוח נפש זוג דרש בו if without money is פיקוח נפש so even in לא יססה why you מחריב to give out all of your money Why is this money is not mamash of pikuach nefesh? So the Welt learns that it's machleikis. Lefi the Raibid it's a takone de rabbonon shelo yovo lidei anius. Lefi the Rashbo is like oni choshev kemes. It's a sort oynes. It's a sort oynes. Till the Rashbo had a tzad that it's such a sort oynes. While it's a sort oynes that even a loise say you'll be potu. It's like misa. So there's not mamish like misa. The Pischei Tshuva brings down that another reason. It says the Gemara says mutov lechalel Shabbos achas kedei sheyekayim Shabbos asarbe. It says if you don't have money in the end, you a lot of mitzvahs you can't do. So better you will have a little bit of money and you mekayim mitzvahs. Again, it's svoras and takonas de rabbonon. And the Birkas Avrom he brings down the Biralocha brings down a Yerushalmi. Kabed Hashem mehoincho. Only if you have money, you have to mekayim the mitzvah. Only if you have money, you have to mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't have money, you're not mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't have money, you're not mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah. Nahainu, what's later? The person doesn't have tefillin. He has to go to collect money to take tefillin. And it sounds like how you could. Aber lemoshe, you mekayim mitzvah ktsivas sefateh. To go collect money from a kind of mitzvah sivas over there. We'll have to see later. What mitzvah yes and what mitzvah not? I've done the Bir Halacha being done in Yerushalmi. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabed Hashem Mehoincho. Im yesh lecho, kabed. Ein lecho, al te kabed. Ein ato mechuyev lechazer al hapsochim. You're not mechuyev to mechazer al hapsochim. Men, it's like the Birkas Avraham. If I will spend money and I will become a ani, I'm also part of him spending the money that I have. So these are the four regular reasons that we have why a person is not mechuyev to spend more from chaymesh or from ten. He's not mechuyev to spend all of his money to mekayim a mitzvah. This is what the Rishonim are learning out from our sugi. The Biur Halacha asks a kasha. Frag the Biur Halacha. Frag de Biur Aloche, versteh nicht. Frag de Biur Aloche, is a Gemara in Kiddushin. If a person has five sloim and he didn't do Pidin Abel, to do Aliyah LaRegel, yeah, to do Aliyah LaRegel, or to do Pidin Abel. The Gemara declares, he only has five sloim, to do Pidin Abel or to do Aliyah LaRegel. If he only has five sloim, so he's potter in ganzen. He can't do both. He can't do none. He only has to give one seller. What is a person only has five sloim? What to do? To put him in a bed or to Aliyah LaRegel? The person only has five sloim. To do his father? Shh. To do his father or to do himself? The guy only has five. If he only has five, he's potu. He's only mechuyev to give a fifth of his nechosim. Zog de biur aloche. I wanted to answer a new pshat in the Gemara. It says like this. What is the whole goddess of Rabban Gamliel that he bought an esrik for 1,000 zuz? The Berhetev learns like that. The Berhetev says he can't believe he's none of the person who learns like that. He was in a boat, and the guy wanted to overcharge him for the Esrog. That Hashem is not Mechayiv. It's not the price of the Esrog. The Esrog, when you go down to the Yabosha, costs $5. That I'm potu. I'm potu to pay overprice. But when this is the price, this is the mitzvah. Hashem said a mitzvah to buy an esrog. So every person has to take $5 and buy an esrog. You only have five. Too bad. This is your mitzvah. Well, the esrog is $5. The people want to overcharge you. Then you call the oinus. And if you that, this is the way you would learn the sugi by us also.
Why don't we down it by the boat? That is the price on the boat.
You ask a good kasha. It's not the price on the boat. Because someone needs it. It's better not considered the price. You're asking a good question in the Biur Aloche. Meir is not the Biur Aloche. And it's a shtickel mashma that the Ravid also learned like that. Because when the Ravid asked this kasha, he said, everything is the price of the mitzvah. He asked, everything is the price of the mitzvah. Lafid that's not the Biur Aloche, I would say pshat, that a person is mechuyev to give everything for every mitzvah that he has. Kmo yishimashah b'Yerushalmi, kabel Hashem me'oincho. What Yerushalmi says, you don't have to collect. Mash, but if you have money, you mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah. You mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah. Zog the Biur Aloche, but none of the poskim learn like this pshat. Shleim has other pshatim in Pidin Aben. I want to say, Zog the Biur Aloche, I want the mechadash azar chidish. Why are you not mechuyev to spend money? Not because the mitzvah is not mechayev. We saw in the Rishonim, because we don't want you to get poor. So we don't understand it. So someone that is anyway poor doesn't have a hetter not to do the mitzvah. Someone that is anyway supported for sure has to spend all of his money for mitzvahs. A guy that be'etzim could afford everything, and if he will do this mitzvah, he said, but a person that with the mitzvah, without the mitzvah, his matzah will stay the same. Zog de Biur Aloche, such a person is mechuyev to give. So a person that only has five sloim, give it a pit in a ben. Five sloim when you will eat lunch, and then later he doesn't have money. So give it a pit in a ben. You don't have money, you will work it out later. The sugi is on a person that could manage. And then Zog de Biur Aloche. Mam should be a loch, and he brings down a Kivegas cash. Everyone knows that a loch, only a mechazer al a filo only a mechazer al psochim, has the mechazer befuner chaneke. Moich exusay fener chaneke. Why has to be moich exusay fener chaneke? Why has to be moich exusay fener chaneke? Why has to be moich exusay fener chaneke? If he doesn't have money for the chaneke, he has to be potter. He doesn't have money. So, Rav Kiva Eiger comes and he answers, maybe Pirsum HaNisa is different. But it's a pele, Mitzvah Dereisa is less than Pirsum HaNisa. Pirsum HaNisa is the Rabbanon. Less than Mitzvah Dereisa. The Gemara says this, we don't make ourselves chizuk b'divrei. Chanukah doesn't need a chizuk. Chanukah is a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael do b'simcha. So the Bura Locha says he do mitzvah. The Rav Kiva Eiger says he do mitzvah. But the answer is the feed of Bura Locha. A poor person for sure has to go. A poor person for sure has to. There's no p'tur. The only p'tur is, Zogdi Bura Locha, when a person has money and is a shayla if he will become poor or not. Just the Bura Locha has another kasha. But the Yerushalmi says, Gnad Mechuyiv Lechazer Al HaPsochi. And that we have to say, Mishum Yidu Mitzvah, they told it to Mechazer Al HaPsochi. But the p'tur, that a person doesn't have money, why is Mechuyiv to do an Erchanike? The Teretz is, when a person is only, is no p'turim. That's why Zogdi Bura Locha. We'll go weiter. But steht in the Rashba that it's only in a mitzvah's essa. And the loisa so a person is mechuyev to give kol momoinoi not to be over on a loisa. Kol momoinoi not to be over on a loisa. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger near there brings down two tzedotim. What is the difference essa and loisa? Because it's a essa and a loisa, or because it's sheva altase vekumase? Now we'll explain. One side Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, the chilek is sheva alta se vekumase. There's no chilek alav in a esse. Esse is more chomo from alav. Just be esse, I'm not buying a lulav. Okay, like I said, be etzem you had to. Chazal say, laz up. We don't want you to become poor. But to do aveire, they don't let. So the chilek is sheva alta se vekumase. So what would be if it's a loisase? B'sheva al tase. It's again a lot of times. I'll give you the example. There was a shayla a couple of years ago. A yid came from America. He forgot to sell chometz and he forgot to mevatel chometz. He came with all of his family and it's Erev Pesach and now he knows that he has chometz in his house. And he's Eivu Bali Roi Bali. It's already the first day of Pesach. His house, he has chometz. He's Eivu Bali Roi Bali Motz. There's no way he tries to get hold of the house. There's no way. So there's two ways. One is to call someone to ask him to burn over his house. Maybe nobody knows. What? What? Chomets b'shul said pashas da'af, he doesn't help. Burn the house? One. Call Momoina not to be able to lose it. Or at least to buy a ticket. It was no cheap ticket. He only could have bought a $5,000 ticket. Not to be able to laugh. He's mechuyev to spend. He doesn't have that money. Is mechuyev to spend that money not to be over a lav or not? Zogt Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the first time. No. What? The shaila is if the heter. The shaila is if the heter. When we say that you're not mechuyev to spend money, is b'sheva al tase, you're not mechuyev to spend money, because Chazal don't want you to be poor. Or the pshat is, not Chazal don't want you to spend money for ese, da'ainu, for mitzvahs ese, Chazal will make el not to spend the money. But for mitzvahs loisese, va'al loisese is so chomu, Chazal will make it for loisese that you'll be moiser kol momoine not to be able to loisese. So Rav Kiva Eiger brings down a machlekes. He brings down the Chasim Sefer learns it's sheva al tase. And I will explain. Chasim Sefer learns that all of the sugi here, be'etzim you have to spend the money. Just Chazal said, because we don't want people to be poor, so they were mevatel, they let you not to do the mitzvah. Loshon HaRashbo, elo b'mitzvahs ese, b'sheva al tase. B'sheva al tase, you're not mechuyev. But when it's kumase, they don't let you. So the nafkamina is not esa and loisase. But Rabbi Kiva Eiger Yeredeya brings down that in Tshuvas Ma'arik, Shuvat Arivosh is mashma that loisa says chomu, and for a loisa, so a person has to spend all of his money not to be able to loisa. A person has to spend all of his money not to be able to loisa. So those are the machlekes. So now I want to go to the next chel. So what lemaisa you have to do? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens and Tov Reish Nun Vov, the Ramo, mi she'en loy esrog, mi she'en loy esrog, oy shar mitzvah severes. אין צורך לבזבז עליו הון רב, כמו שאומרו המבזבז על יבזבז יויסו מחוימש. אפילו מצווה עיוורס. He doesn't have to spend הון רב, כמו שאומרו המבזבז על יבזבז יויסו מחוימש. זאת במשנה ברורה. שליש מן החוסוב מוכח בהדיה בגימורה שאין הצורך ליתן עבור מצווה אחס. והסכימו הפויסקים ואפילו פוריס משליש גם כן אין הצורך ליתן. וסומכו דינוי כמו לעניין צדוקה. ומכל מקום חייב להויצי על כל פונים איסור נחוסוב. אטנטי has to give. וגם בצדוקה שיר בין אני בעשר. אבל אפשר שבענייננו שמצווה עיוורס וחייב להויצי עד חוימש. So the Mishnah Berurah is mesupek how much he has to spend. He for sure has to spend a ten, maaser, and maybe a choymesh. And what is choymesh? He explains, the first year you take a fifth of what you have. The second year we're speaking about a fifth from profit. So you mechuyev to spend on a mitzvah a tenth, and maybe the Mishnah Berurah says a mitzvah iveres ad choymesh. So the Achronim have a shaila. And I know you will answer it right away, but it's a double she'en ribor. Achoymesh, so the halacha de Ramo, Tov Reish Nun Vov, Seif Aleph, you don't have to be moitzi hoin rav, the haino zog the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to be moitzi a shlish, but achoymesh, you have to. Achoymesh for every mitzvah, achoymesh for every mitzvah, or all of the mitzvahs together, you have to be moitzi a chaymesh. How you learn pshat? La halacha we say you don't have to be spending so much. Not a third. A chaymesh. A tenth of a chaymesh you have to spend for a mitzvah. So for every mitzvah, you have to spend a chaymesh, or all the mitzvahs together a chaymesh. As I close to the Birkas Avraham. What is the pashtus? Every mitzvah a chaymesh. So if you have five mitzvahs, you left with no money, so what the Gemara wants? This was the Gemara's kasha, pashtenish. This was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara has the kasha. If it's a third, three mitzvahs I've left without. So the Mishnah Berurah, today lemaise, how much you have to spend? No, not a fifth. Not a third. A fifth. So why the Gemara's kasha? So if I have 10 mitzvahs, I'm left with garnish. So again, so the same thing on third. It's 3 mitzvahs and 5 mitzvahs is a difference. Not sure, look at Taisus. Second Taisus. So what is Chvashtenish? So some want to say, for all of the mitzvahs I have to spend a fifth. I'm not mechuyev to spend more than a fifth. So if it's a fifth in the profit, it's mamish. What? Are you? No, every time. As if you might, sir.
Every year you make
some profit. In a way, if the chaymish means chaymish from the revach, like the Mishnah Berurah says, how you know at the beginning of the year how much you spend?
Every time. Every time you have revach.
So at the beginning of the year, you don't have revach, so you don't buy mitzvahs. How do you buy Esri at the beginning of the year? The shaila is you give tzedakah biz chaymish, so you already spend the chaymish. This is the first raya because Avraham brings. Every person spends chaymish for tzedakah, right? At chaymish you give tzedakah. If you only mechuyev to give chaymish, you're not mechuyev to give more from your chaymish. You made profit, you give chaymish from the profit. You gave chaymish to tzedakah, what do you give now for the love? So if we'll say that every time you go to the next chaymish, it's very glad. Every time you go to the next chaymish. Oh, but then the cash is, so the Gemara goes Geffen. Again. Is there no difference to it in a fifth? Makes a difference? I'm asking you a shayla if it makes a difference. No difference. Oh, two more mitzvahs. If we'll say, could be the chilek is that the chaymesh, if the chaymesh is from the prophet, so it's a whole different sugya. The Gemara taught that the person has to give a third of what he owns. And three mitzvahs is left with garnish. The answer is you don't have to. How much you have to? A tenth. The first year, a chaymesh is what you have. And then a tenth from the revach.
So the
Torah says there's no musig of third of profit, we'll have to say. And Chaymish is as Evi Yichud Zoker. Yeah, but I'm saying it's a Shver Zach, it's Mamish a Shver Zach. He claims, he wants to say that maybe he has a tzad attack, he means the Chaymish of all of his Nechosim. I mean, one chaymish and all the mitzvahs go in. Pasha Savada Nishtazeh. Not that he said, the first year the Mishnah says, you take a fifth, and this is what you have to give, right? So the first year I have five mitzvahs, so I'm left with garnish.
I didn't think that one of the chaymish
is
taking the same
finish
as more here,
that's
three parts.
Again, I'm asking a shayla. You finish the sugya here, you have a ramah, you don't have to moitzi hoin rav. Zog the Mishnah Brura. ומכל מוקם חייב לא יוצא על קלפונים איסו נחוסו לזה. זה גם בצדוק השיעור בין יום ומייסה. זה כמו ישו מן הצדוק אשר נשאר מן הקרם מכאן ואילך מן הרווח, או חנה מבנייננו. So he has to give a fifth. So if the fifth, this is the all of the mitzvahs are here. But if the fifth means everything together, then every mitzvah you have to give a fifth. So every time you have to give another fifth and another fifth. So I'm saying, the chilek lechure has to be, that in the Gemara taught that it's a third of the Nechosim. So in three mitzvahs you left with garnish. When it's a chaymish from the prophet, so how much you will finish in the end, you will finish your prophet. Chazanish says that if you finished all of your prophet, then you're potter to do mitzvahs. This is like the Chazanish. No, when you left a couple of your pennies, you can't buy a mitzvah.
It won't be finished.
Well, that will be finished. And that small amount already, you can't do a mitzvah. So again, a person in Amazon made profit $100. He buys an esrog for $20. So now you know a fifth of what is left of the profit. He buys another mitzvah for $18. When he left with $20, he can't do nothing anymore. So you're not mechuyev to do mitzvahs, but he will never become poor. If that would be the hesbar, advarim adayin tzrichim biur. But if that is the Hezbel, so it's the Shlish is the other Shlish. Mikol Mokim Digmor Chenz Elo Omar Abzeire Behidur Mitzvah at Shlish Mitzvah. A whole different aloch. Not the yachas to the money of the person. The sugya is a different sugya. It's a third the yachas to the mitzvah. A third or the price, or the size of the mitzvah, we'll see in a second, but a third klapi the mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah, as an Indian to mehadar the mitzvah in a turn. Elamav zeh behidu mitzvah ad shlish, me mitzvah. Boi avash shlish me legabu shlish me lebal teiku. Ma'arov ha'am mishmele rav zeh ra'al shlish me shalei mekam elach me shalei kodesh boch. So it's interesting to machleik as Rashi and Teisves and the Amoda Sasugi. And the Welt says that it's interesting that Sai Rashi and Sai Teisves went away from the Pshat. If we will have to start the Pshat, we would say, what is the Pshat? You take the minimum of a mitzvah that exists in the world, right? The minimum mitzvah that you could do, please add a third. I know. There's a mitzvah to do, to have a nice esrog. Let me say, the cheapest esrog costs $1. Buy $1.3. Sai Rashi, Sai Teisves did not explain the Gemara Kipshuta. Both of them explain the Gemara different. Let me send the Rashi first. She moitze beisefer teres liknois ve'echod hodu mechaveiro yoisif shlish adomim ve'ikach esa hodu. The Tanya is a keli ve'andeyu yisnaya lefon ve'mitzes ha'selecho sefer teire noe lulev noe talis noe tzitzis noe. So in Rashi state that we talk about a person that is going to buy a sefer teire and there's one cheaper one and one more expensive. You mechuyed ayin, if Rashi, you walk into a store, you want to buy an esrog. The guy says, I have three. Gimel, beis, and aleph. If the beis is a third of the price more from the gimel, you mechuyev to be the beis. You can't take the cheapest one. As they state in Rashi, even if lama zogun, that in different stores, is go a cheaper esrog. Lefi Rashi, we go in the store that you walk in, and from the lower one that is there, you have to go up a third. That's the shitas Rashi. Now the Welt says Rashi dole shitosori that is a mitzvah to buy a sefer Torah. Some Rishonim hold that you're not mekayim the mitzvah when you buy the sefer Torah. You only mekayim the mitzvah when you write the sefer Torah. Yeah, we call mekayim. This is the pashtus. Now, lefi Rashi, the chiyuv is when you have two to buy the nicer one. Teisva says. She motzo esrog ke egois kmo shishiru chachomim ve'echol godel menu shlish yiknenu. Is the Indian that the esrog will be a bigger esrog and a third. Why a bigger esrog and a third? It's two pshotim. Other it's nicer that it's bigger. Other chshash that the small one will shrink. Mitztamek. This is the reason you have to buy a nicer one. Zogt Rabbeinu Peretz and the Bis Yosef. Now we have a Machlekes Rashi and Teisves. The Mishnah brings down the Shaar HaTzion two ways how to learn the Machlekes. Why Teisves did not learn like Rashi and Rashi not like Teisves? Rabbeinu Peretz explains it like this. Teisves had shver lefi Rashi. If when you have two, you have to buy the nicer one. So after you buy the nicer one and you walk in another store and you see again something that is nicer in a third, you'll be mechuyev to buy that one. Arei, Alamo is a cheaper one. But now in this store, you have two. So you have to go from the lower one, a third from the better one. Now, when you have one in your house, and you find another one, again you'll be mechuyev. But in Rashi, the answer is, you only go on the first time that you buy. Again, we'll have a shayla, what would be lefi Rashi if you bought one? There's only one in the store. One in those store, you only had gimels. So you bought a gimel esrog. Then you walk another two steps and you find another store that has a base. So Rashi mechuyev to buy this, to add a third. How about if you could give back the first one? If you can't, so it's a hefset. Could be not. So is it tzad lefi Rashi? It's only in the first time.
I'm
sure. Right. Enochanam. I mean, it's lefi Rashi, when you go to buy, and it's two, you mechuyev to buy the nicer one. But after you bought lefi Rashi, you're not mechuyev to get another one. Lefi Teis says you bought already one, but if you find one that is a third bigger, as hidu mitzvah, you mechuyev to get a bigger one. So lefi Teis says the vote is. In the Heftze. I'm a chuyev to get a bigger one. I'm a chuyev to get a bigger one, a nicer one. What? No, no. A third from the minimum. The fitay says, I take the minimum and I have to buy a third better from the minimum. This is hidu mitzvah lefitesis. So it doesn't make a difference if I bought it already or I didn't. I have a minimum. There's a chiyuv hidu mitzvah to add a third. There's a chiyuv hidu mitzvah to add a third. That is the chiyuv hidu mitzvah. To add a third and a minimum. Masha'engen lefi Rashi, when I go to buy, I'm a chiyuv to buy the nicer one, but only when I'm going to buy. Forget it. Machlekes achoyim. If it's only an esrog, you have it. Tutz darim unda achoyim. Mikol makoyim. We'll go by it. Rashi says, what is the hidu mitzvah? Rashi brings down four examples. Sefer Torah noe, Lulav noe, Talis noe, Tzitzis noe. Frag the Dvar Avrom, what is Shaykh Talis noe? Bishlem a Sefer Torah noe, makes sense? A nice Sefer Torah. Tzitzis noe, a nice Tzitzis. Lulav noe, a nice Lulav. But what's Shaykh Talis noe? What's Shaykh Talis? It's not a Hidu Mitzvah. Is it deemed to do a Bais noe because you have a mezuzah and the Bais? It's a mitzvah when you have a beggar to put tzitzis. And it can't be a big day. And it can't be a big day. You have to put a tzitzis. And it can't be a big day. So one Teres the Mogen Avrom says, Rashi is talking in Talis Godel that you're davening. And it's midin Hidu Mitzvah if beggar shall tefillah. It's a shayne pshat, but it's doichak. We're not talking. No mitzvah lisata betzitzis. What's the tzitzis? In my Torah, there's no mitzvah lisata
betzitzis. Why
we
make a
bracha? We're not tzitzis now. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. Show me what says in the Torah. Saying
Hashem.
I'm saying you want to do such a tefillah. There's no mitzvah. You make lisata betzitzis in the morning. If you don't make. It's a nishtar as a mitzvah. They don't want the beggar to look the same bracha. They made another bracha that is God. Also, the mitzitzis on Kan Fei Big Day. If you were a beggar, there's no mitzvah. As I find the Dvar Avrom. So one third the Dvar Avrom answers that we're talking on Talish of Visakneses. Another third. Some want to say that in tzitzis the beged becomes a chelik from the ma'aseh mitzvah. But we have to see, it's a lot of chidushim if the beged becomes a chelik from the ma'aseh mitzvah. Why in mezuzah the house doesn't become a chelik? The Biskerov brings down the Biskerov brings down that someone wanted to say b'das Rashi that the cheftze from Hidur Mitzvah lefi Rashi is lav dafke in the cheftze. If we see that the person is mishtadel to do the mitzvah nice, this is also Hidur Mitzvah. The Rashi in Yume daf Ayin and Sefer Torah, the Gemara says that everyone brought his Sefer Torah to the Beis Hamikdash leharis hadoro. Rashi says, Umare hidur shetorach lehadro b'mitzvah. The tirche, they want to say that if someone gives him a nice esrog, and the other one he went to buy himself, some poskim hold he has the bench on the one that he bought himself, because the one that he did not tirach and someone gave him does nishken hidur mitzvah. The hidur mitzvah lefi Rashi is be'ikir to show that he's tirach, that he wants to do the mitzvah. Not that the cheftza becomes a better cheftza. So the talis no, the hidur is not in the cheftza. The hidur is not in the cheftza. The cheftza is the same cheftza. Rosh Rashi says in the beginning of Psochim, the Mishnah that you don't eat matzah of Pesach, שיוכל המצו בלילה לתאובן. רשי אז משום הידור מצווה. סקרוב גפרק, הידור מצו בתאובן, בואו שייך הידור מצווה. So someone said it's a better maaser here when you're hungry. Pashas mechatesu. But if we say pshat, that the gather of hidur mitzvah is to show that I'm a chav of the mitzvah, why I'm saying it? Some want to say that this is the pshat in the Rashi. Rashi learned that the chavtze of the hidur mitzvah of our sugya, why Rashi was minded like that, if it's a vazunder shmuz. But Rashi is minded the sugya of the hidur mitzvah when I'm going to buy, and I have to. And Taisa says, no, we're speaking on the minimum. What I have to add on the minimum. What I have to add on the minimum. And they're saying like this. What is the pillar on Rashi? Rashi says like this. If I go to a store and the cheapest one is $1, I have to buy 1.3. If the cheaper one is 3, I have to buy 4. Manushach. The fifth Taisa says, glad. Hidur mitzvah says, when you do a mitzvah, do it a third nicer. Does it make sense? Make it a third nicer. What is the mechayev of hidur mitzvah? Every mitzvah, a third nicer. A third bigger, a third nicer. But if it's Rashi, it changes. So the hidur is not that I need. Let me explain. Lefi teisves, what is the chefetz of the hidur lefi teisves? I have a mitzvah. They want me to do the mitzvah in a better quality. How much? Till a third. Teisves gives an example of a minimum. They ask me to upgrade the mitzvah till a third. Lefi Rashi, they tell me when you go into the store, go to the topper one. Chashtegish. Yesterday I was in a store that was very expensive. They told me to spend $5,000. Today I'm going to a cheap store, they tell me give another half a dollar. What is the difference? The Teretz's Lefi Rashi is a din hidur that is not negea to the chefetz of the mitzvah. When I go to the store and I ask for the gimel, they think I'm a shvach yid, right? If I ask for a better one, they think I'm a shikul besar yid. I show that the mitzvah is important. Why Rashi added talis here? I mean, before Rashi spoke about three mitzvahs. The Gemara in Sukkah doesn't write down talis. Rashi especially brings down that there's a musag of hidur not only in the Chefetz. The takona of this sugya was a takona when I'm buying kilo to show she mitzvahs chavik besolov. Lefi teisus nishto azay hidur.
So I have to buy a nice house?
What?
I have to buy a nice house?
Again. What shows and what doesn't show, it's a bazunder reshmuz. Mechalik. It's the vote, and then it's the plotting of the vote. Nisatim, yeah? The shaila is, we have a gemara, the gemara said shlish. Rashi was maimi the sugya and someone that is buying. The rishonim explained that Rashi just doesn't make sense. If I have to buy, so what is the gather? So what is the gather? I have to buy a nicer one? Lefi Teisus, the gather is the minimum. It makes sense. But Lefi Rashi, it's totally what I meant in the first time. Savadi, we could answer Rashi. And we could say, you have to add from the minimum. The first one that you bump into, is the minimum. And from that you have to add. That is a way you could answer Rashi. The first one you see in the store, he's your minimum, and from that you add. But it's a very shvara zah. What do you mean? He's my minimum. I go to shul, no one knows what store I was in. One year I come into shul with a nice one, one I come with a shvacha. But this year, the meicher had very shvacha schoicha. I'm a ma'adah. This is the derchak Lefi Rashi. The answer is, Lefi Rashi is a nozi musig of hidur. As a musig of hidur, Lefi Rashi is a musig of hidur with loshen Rashi and yume. Shemare shetorach bekiu mitzvoso. Not that he shows that he has a nice sefer Torah. The chevtze of hidur, the loshen beskirov said, it's a din and the gavre. What? Again, the protim I said is different protim. If it's more expensive and not expensive, so it's also a teirach. Everyone in his gather. one went to the store to buy, one ordered it, one after gets the box, he's ma'ayin it, and he checks it. Everyone has gida. But if Rashi, the Hainu, is a chefze vehidu, what the gavre is doing. Is a chefze vehidu, what the gavre is doing. The male Rashi could learn pshat, that when you go to the store, the hidu is that I'm buying the nicer one. You have a talis no. Avada, you show you that you machshev a mitzvah. The Dvar Avram says it's garnish. Person makes a beautiful talis, it's garnish. You can put up a sign, I love mitzvahs, I spend money because I love mitzvahs. What's the shaykhs? Hidur is a tzitzis lishmo, nipus lishmo, better chutim, mumudur chutim. Of a standard, he shows that the mitzvah is more important for him. It's not shaykhs, they do mitzvah. It's chiv of mitzvah. I want to explain. It's chiv of mitzvah, it's yira shomayim, but it's not hidur mitzvah. The way the Tesis learned that the Hidur Mitzvah has to be that you add a shlish in the Chefze. Rashi learned in the Sugya is the Hidur Mitzvah when you're going to buy it. And you're right, it's totally in the store that you went into. It's totally in the store that you went into. What? No, Rashi says it. No, but Rashi says both.
How does this dog? This is the baggage.